Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody. This is Alive Again. You're going, oh, not her. Well, I've got some good guests today, so there are more people to listen to than just me. Thank you for joining us. We're on Pet Life Radio, which is the largest podcast collection of pet stuff in the world, and we're honored to be here. But even more honored, we're here to talk with Lady Lair. That's right, Lady Lair, L-A-E-R. You can find her on YouTube and TikTok. And she is a card reader, and you're going, Brent, you are not bringing a card reader onto a podcast, are you? And I'm going, yes. Did you know that you can do a card reading for a pet? That is the coolest thing ever. I never thought so. And so at one point in time, I asked Lair, I said, Lair, I'm going to be on TikTok. Could you read some cards? And she went, sure. And I went, what? She said, sure. So let's introduce, hey, Lair, are you there today?
I am. Hello.
Hi there. Now, tell us, when you say there's a card reader, this is what's cool to me. You know, there's all sorts of like playing cards, poker cards, tarot cards, blah, blah cards. What is a card reader? I mean, what does that mean?
There are many different kinds of cards. They fall generally into two categories.
Okay.
You have tarot, which is a very strict set of cards.
Okay.
There are 22 named cards, 4 suits with 14 cards in each suit. That is tarot. That is Rader White Coleman Smith. That is Marseille. That is Toth. Those are like the standards.
Okay.
Then you have Oracle. Oracle cards have many subcategories. One of my favorite Oracle systems is Lenormand. And but the thing with Oracle cards, unless it's a specific system, there are no rules.
Okay, let's stop right there. Because a lot of times you see people say, oh, I'm bringing out a deck of oracle cards. Here's animal spirit oracle cards, or here's angel oracle cards. Is that what you mean by the oracle cards?
Exactly. There are no rules. The designer of the deck decided how many cards there are, what each card means.
Oh. So if I wanted to put together a Brent Atwater oracle cards, I could do that and have like 14 cards and have one of them be smells, sounds, beings, pawns, whatever, and it doesn't matter. And then I can assign a meaning to all of those.
Exactly.
Okay, so oracle cards are more random, except for like the method that you use. And the method that you use has been around for how long? Long time, hadn't it?
1799.
That's pretty long.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
be old if I was that old.
Yes. It actually started as a game.
A game?
And, So it's a German game called the Game of Hope.
The Game of Hope?
And it, Das Spiel der Hoffnung.
Okay, that sounds almost like you're sneezing and apologizing. All right.
And it had an insert for divination purposes of a few lines for each of the cards and what they mean. So that is the only standard meaning for all of those cards.
Now, when you say a divination purpose, does that mean what it means, like the definition of?
So divination is connecting with spirit and getting messages. So divination can be with cards. It could be with runes. It could be psychic. It could be...
I always wonder what that word meant. All right. Now I'm getting more smarter.
So the Game of Hope had a marketing revamp when a very popular fortune teller in France, Madame Anne Marie Lenormand, passed. So she was a card reader of playing cards. So Lenormand has playing card insets that relate to playing cards.
Yep.
So when she died and there was, you know, no laws about marketing, her name got co-opted into this card system. So that it's called the Petite Lenormand.
And that's because of her reputation as being so accurate.
Exactly.
So they just named it after it, sort of like LaGuardia was named after whoever LaGuardia was.
Right. Okay. But LaGuardia never went to the step foot in the airport type situation, you know, like nothing to do with flight or any of that.
Now spell that for me, just for those of those who want to look it up and learn like I do.
So it's L-E-N-O-R-M-A-N-D. And there are actually two systems called Lenormand. So you have the Petite Lenormand and you have the Grand Jube Lenormand. So the Petite Lenormand is 36 cards And the Grand Jew Lenormand is 52 cards. The Grand Jew, so that's Grand, G-R-A-N-D, Jew, J-E-U, Lenormand.
And that's 52, like the regular playing cards.
Exactly. But okay. It's a completely different system. They're entirely different.
And which ones do you work with?
I work with the Petit Lenormand.
So that's 36, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's half for the Grand Jew.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Well, a little more than half. Half would be 26. So it's like half of tarot, which is 78. So,
yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, folks, we're going to go to our sponsors and then we'll be back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back, and we're talking about the Lenormand way of cards because Lair, Lady Lair, reads pets. And you're going, no, you don't read pull cards on pets. Yes, you can. So I'm going to ask her how she does this thing because we've done several TikTok things, and you can find her over on TikTok and YouTube under Lady Lair. We have people on when I do the TikTok stuff. Is she comes over there, and we'll have people, we'll choose them, and we'll pull cards. But I always tease her about pulling cards because to me it's like a bunch of rocks in a bag. So explain to everybody out there what it is that you pull and how come you know which one to pull and how do you do it?
So Lenormand is a deck of cards. In order to get over the ceremony of cards, like I'm very precious about my cards. I don't want to ruin them. I don't want to mess them up with shuffling. So in order to get away from all of that, I decided to put them on piles or buttons or...
Protect them. You're protecting them.
Exactly. And in this way, I also don't feel like I've interjected myself into the shuffling process. Like,
yeah, because you can't shuffle tall.
Exactly. You shake them up like a bag of runes and then whatever feels right coming out.
Wait a minute. You go in there and cop a feel around that bag and try and see which one does it feel hot? Does it feel cold? How do you know which one to pick?
There's no temperature, but like, let's say in the bag, I'll have like three in my hand. I'll keep touching them until one just is like, no, this is the one.
And you just hear that in your head. This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. how many do you pull per reading?
A small spread for Lenormand is three cards.
So a baby reading would be three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can answer most questions with three, especially
really?
If it's a simple direct kind of question. Most card readers don't like doing yes-no questions, but you could do yes-no with three cards. And it's all in the kind of question you're asking. Card readers may change your question a little bit to be sure that
it's more directed toward the energy.
Exactly. And that your question is in the positive. Like a very typical question in the card reading world is my partner cheating on me? Now, that's a question in the negative. So you want a question in the positive. Is my partner being faithful? So that the cards that are saying yes mean yes, when the cards that are saying no mean no. Because if you ask, is my partner cheating on me? And you get a yes card.
There are going to be a lot of puppies if he is.
It's like, yes, he's cheating, or yes, he's being faithful. Because the cards have kind of inherent meanings that have polarities to them. So it's like, if it's a yes in the positive, how are you answering this question?
If somebody wants a heavy duty reading on their, like you have a rescue dog and you want to say, okay, what kind of background did he come from? Was he beat up? Was he whatever? Do you answer it in questions or do I say, I want the full Monty. I want like all 36 cards read. How would that person, or do you do like little baby, a little three here, a little three there, a little three there? What's the best way to get clarity if there's a lot of little non-conjunctive questions to ask you? If I want to know, did my pet come from a bad background? Is he going to live long? Did he get, you know, that sort of stuff?
So we're looking at the grand tableau when there are many questions around the same topic.
So it's easier to do a grand tableau, which means all 36, instead of the little mini three.
It can work either way, but Lenormand really shines when all the cards are in play.
Really? Now, do you read them left to right to left, up and down, crossover? How do you, or do you just go, oh, that one's showing up. That one's shining on me. I'm looking at that one best. Which one? How do you do that?
Yes, is the answer. You read them every which way. So each Lenormand reader will probably have a system of their own. Some are just guided intuitively where it's, oh, this card catches my attention in this placement specifically. Or they may just look, because in Lenormand, two of the cards have no other significance other than one is the seeker, the person posing the question, and the other one is the partner card. And aside from those two, all the other cards have their own meanings. So a lot of readers, myself included, will look to see what is surrounding the seeker card and what it means.
So now when we do, and you do on TikTok, you do some little quickie readings and you pull them up and they'll say, my dog passed away. Is he around me? Or do you think my dog is going to live? Or I lost him and I can't find him. That's a good one we do. He's out there. Is he alive or dead? When you pull that card, how does that card present to you? And how do you know what to say to the person?
So the cards, their meanings are like onions. So you have that first meaning of the, there's...
Like there's a picture on it.
Right. So there's a picture that represents...
Like the top of the onion?
Right, exactly.
Or it'd be like the peel on a grape or orange. Okay.
So that icon represents what I like to call an archetype.
Okay.
So it has a lot of...
Like death, birth, friendship.
It has like a lot of history and meaning to the card that generations of people have put into it, right? So you have that first kind of meaning. Then that archetype has like a core meaning around it. So then you need to put those against what the question is. And when I'm doing the quick ones with you on TikTok,
yeah,
I am relying heavily on intuition to speak with spirit how this card relates to the question.
Now, for those of you who don't know when we do this, one of the things that we always do is we always ask the pet or the person, may I have permission to enter your energy field? And the reason we do that is because when you ask a person or a pet to enter your energy field, then you have 100% access to everything in all dimensions and all of time to their energy to answer that question on. If you just go, oh, and start reading, you're not getting 100% information. So for those of you who are listening to this because you are a reader, it is my suggestion, having done this for years and years and too many years back in the day, you always want to say, may I have permission to enter your energy field? And you go, well, pet ain't going to say yes or no. Look, you ask anyway because their soul can connect with you. And if they're on the other side, their soul, because I have talked to pets that were transitioned and they were in pet spirit form. And I say, I had this black cat. And I said, may I talk to you? And he said, no, I'm not talking to anybody. I went, what? And he said, I'm not talking to you. Turned his tail up and walked his little body off. And then the other one I had, and this is like in 30 years of experience, this little Bichon came up and I said, oh, you're the cutest thing ever. And he says, yeah, right. And I said, okay, your mother has hired me to talk to you today. May I have access to your energy field? And he looked at me and says, no, I'm not talking to you and I'm not talking to anybody else. And he turned around and walked off. So if you're a reader or an energy healer or anything you do working with pets or people, always ask, may I access your energy field? Because that gives you 100% of what you want to access to be able to use your intuition and be guided to have the correct answer. So Lair always does that first, which sets her apart from lots of folks and allows her to have the ability to give you a broader and more expansive and more cohesive awareness of what's going on when she pulls that little card sitting on the tile. So once you do that, then what do? You pull the card and what goes on?
So I process the information on the card and then I listen to spirit and how. So let's say the question is, will I find my dog? And I pull up a card that has general negative connotations. I will then listen to spirit to see how kindly I can break this negativity and what this negativity actually means. Like, is it so? Lenormand doesn't have a death card. It has coffin.
Okay.
Which means ends. So if coffin were to come up, and will I find my pet? The answer is no. What's behind the no? Your relationship with them is ended and possibly they're somewhere else. It depends on what our spirit teams are telling me. Now, okay. If the question was, is my pet dead? And I get coffin. Yes, your pet is dead.
And see, she gets that different than I do, because when I ask, we did a thing the other day. I have a group on every month on Zoom that we would, if you want to ask questions and answers, we're all over there on about the 15th of every month. What you can do is when we answer those questions, I do the difference. I close my eyes and I say, I ask to see the energy formerly known as Fluffy, or ask to see the energy of Fluffy. And if I get a gray scale, that I get that Fluffy's dead. And Lady Lair would pull the cards and she would get the coffin. So every modality taps into their own energy. I see spirits on the other side and talk to them face to face. And, you know, if I don't see anything, I know it's already, it's not there. And if she pulls the coffin cards, then her intuition is going, yep, this is correct. But it's, you sort of have a double accuracy in that you get to ask what you hear in your head, and then you got the card going, yep, that's right. So if you think that you can't pull cards to answer pet questions, you can. So we even decided to press it a little further. And we did medical questions with this about illness and health. And how does that differ from doing, you know, is he dead? Can he be found? You know, rescue questions versus medical questions. When you pull the cards for medical questions, is there any change in how the cards feel when you pull the tiles? Or is there any change in what you hear? How does that work? Because we've had fun doing that also. So
it's very similar. However, Lenormand does have a very rich history in being performed for medical readings. Because remember, it was established in the 1800s.
Yeah.
At that time, doctors weren't as reliable or efficient. So people went to their fortune tellers like, I have a pain in my gut. What's going on? So there are specific meanings for the cards related to medicine. There are many localities where it is illegal to perform a medical reading. So I haven't fully learned those meanings. I do plan to. It's just, I don't want to step on, I don't want trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I do I do medical intuitive work, and I've been doing it for 30 years, and I have a medical disclaimer. And, you know, people who are interested in having you provide your opinions, that's exactly what it is. It is your opinion. And I always suggest go to your doctor and see what the allopathic world presents to you, and then compare it to what the alternative world presents to you. Because, you know, I have the ability to see inside bodies and see what's going on. And I have my clients always, a lot of times I read the PET scans and the MRIs and everything they do. And so when you're reading the cards, you have like a little directive of where to go, and your intuition checks into it, and then it provides your alternative opinion. And that's what is really interesting. So what is the most interesting pet reading that you do with the cards? What do you like to do best with them? I mean, I like the medical simply because I find that fascinating. And I like the, I don't know, some of the rescue history. What is your favorite pet reading to do with your Lenormand cards?
You can ask what the personality of your next pet will be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You do future stuff too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So all the cards kind of have associations with like big, small colors. Yeah. So
if I can say, well, is friend going to send me a fluffy dog or a strange dog? You could pull the card and go, well, I'm getting he's going to be strange and not fluffy.
Yeah.
But really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So now another thing that I found interesting when we did TikTok, they ask, did my dog that's deceased send me the cat or the bunny that I have now? And the cards can answer those questions.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yes, definitely.
And what is the accuracy rate on this? I mean, when you talk to people, they go, oh, wow. You know, I mean, because I always ask my clients, you know, let me know if it's true or if it's not, because I like to get feedback on to see if it's still working right. And what kind of accuracy rate do you feel sometimes? Because I know I have a sometimes I'm wrong, and I say that right up front. I say, now look, let me tell you, before I start this reading, I have been wrong, but I haven't been around for 30 years and been that wrong. So what is the accuracy rate going into having pet readings with the cards?
I think that's personal on each reader, and I'm probably around 80 to 90%.
Okay.
I frequently get that resonated, that that's exactly what's going on.
And is some of that determined by the questions, the way they're asked, because you're limited by the cards?
That and the language of interpretation, because there's a work card. So this is a reading I did. There's a work card, and I'm told the seeker, you've been really focused on work and like not getting any recognition for what you're doing. And she's like, I'm unemployed, like retired. I'm retired. And I'm like, is there anything you do that's like work? And then like 5-10 minutes in the conversation, she's like the full-time caregiver of her parents. And it's like, how do you not see that as work? So, and then the rest of the conversation and the read made a lot more sense, because the language was there in order to communicate the message.
Wow. Well, is there any way, for those of you who are listening out there, because you can find her on my TikTok sometimes, and she's got her own TikTok and YouTube, you want to tell folks how they can find you as far as getting a reading for their pets with cards? Y'all, this is cool. It is cool. It's fun, too.
You could definitely find me on TikTok and YouTube and even Twitch at
Lady Lair.
Lady Lair. I haven't posted anything too recently, but I'm there and I will be. And you could also email me at hi@ladylaer.com.
And you can find her sometimes on my TikTok, because if I can talk her into it, we stay up in the middle of the night and pull those cards.
Oh, yes. We're night owls.
We're night owls. So thank you for listening to us today. We appreciate it. Follow me, if you would, on YouTube, TikTok, and I got lots of books over on Amazon. So please go over there and take a look at them, see if they'll help you in any way. Thank you, Lady Lair. We appreciate it. And I never knew you could pull cards for pets. Thank you for expanding our awareness. And thank you, Pet Life Radio, for being part of our team. Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.